The Me Too movement is spurring efforts to make workplaces safer for women. That includes at strip clubs. A panel of Washington lawmakers this week heard testimony from exotic dancers who say they need more protections. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Aubrey Watkins says she's been an exotic dancer for 20 years. It's allowed her to raise three sons and pay for college tuition. But Watkins told the House Labor and Workplace Standards Committee that dancers like herself have serious concerns about their safety.
One change that needs to be made is that management and staff need to be trained to handle sexual assaults and assaults, including giving us the option to call 911 and not discouraging us from reporting these types of issues.
Another dancer testified to the need for better trained bouncers and panic buttons. Winter Fink manages several Seattle area strip clubs. She says their goal is to provide a safe and legal venue for sexual expression.
We take accusations of improper behavior very seriously.
State lawmakers say they will consider during the 2019 session whether to adopt new regulations. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.